Have you ever altered your extraction space closing mechanics when you're concerned about the potential for root resorption? Suppose you're planning orthodontic treatment for a 15-year-old female with a crowded and protrusive dentition. She has a class 1 molar relationship, but because of the amount of the arch length deficiency and the degree of dental proclination, you must extract teeth. When you view her panoramic and periapical radiographs, you notice that the maxillary anterior roots are a bit short. You're concerned because there could be a potential for root resorption. So how would you close the extraction spaces? There's two possibilities. One would be to first retract the canines, then close the remaining extraction space. The other option would be to simply close the space by moving all six anterior teeth at the same time. Which of these techniques would result in less root resorption for your patient? The answer to that question can be found in a study that was published in the May 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. I've often wondered about this question, so I was delighted to find this article to review on this month's issue of Practical Reviews in Orthodontics. The title of this article is Root Shortening in Patients Treated with Two-Step and en-masse Space Closure Procedures with Sliding Mechanics. This study comes out of the orthodontic department at Shandong University in China. The study is co-authored by Dr. Huang and three other colleagues from that same orthodontic department. The purpose of their study was to comparatively assess the severity of root shortening in patients treated with two-step as opposed to en masse procedures with sliding mechanics to close extraction spaces. In order to accomplish this objective, the authors gathered 50 adolescent patients. They averaged about 15 years of age. None of these individuals had any evidence of previous treatment or root resorption, and none had had a history of trauma to their anterior teeth. All subjects had either class 1 or class 2 malocclusions, and they all required the extraction of four first premolars, along with space closure using moderate anchorage. The sample was arbitrarily divided into two groups. In half the sample, the extraction spaces were closed using en masse techniques with nickel titanium springs attached across the extraction space to gradually close the space and move all six teeth palatally. In the second group, the canines were initially moved across the extraction space and then ligated. Then the four incisors were moved using this two-step approach. In this group, nickel titanium coil springs were also used and sliding mechanics were incorporated. Then the authors evaluated radiographs to determine if any root shortening had occurred. I was pleased that the authors used vertical orientation wires that were attached to the brackets whenever they took radiographs so they could resolve any problems with magnification on the radiographs that could have occurred. Okay, I think you get the idea of the methodology. So what happened? Remember the initial and main question. If you use a two-step approach or a one-step approach during extraction space closure, will it have any bearing on the amount of root resorption that occurs in the maxillary incisor region? And the answer to that question is no. When the authors carefully compared the root lengths of both samples, they found no statistically significant differences in the amount of root resorption between the two treatment groups. So there you have it. When you're closing anterior spaces created by the extraction of teeth, and you may be concerned about the potential for root resorption using different types of space closing techniques, this study has clearly shown that it really doesn't make any difference if you retract the canines first or simply close the extraction space with all six teeth moving distally. The amount of root resorption which was minimal in this sample, was equivalent between the two groups. If you'd like to review this study that evaluates differences in amount of root resorption with anterior space closing techniques, you can find it in the May 2010 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.